This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. When we look at a map of the world, or even smaller subcontinental areas, what we see on the page may not really match the reality in that physical landscape. Martin Lewis, a Stanford professor who specializes in historical geography, explains that many international borders, as shown on maps, are little more than arbitrary artifacts of 20th century colonialism. Iraq is a good example.
After the end of the Ottoman Empire, Britain took over that territory, and without visiting the area, really knowing all that much about it, Churchill and others determined the straight compass lines that form some of Iraq's boundaries and created it as a state.
These borders rarely correspond to the territorial boundaries that indigenous tribes or peoples identify, which Lewis observes can set off long-running conflicts, which are often seen from the outside as civil wars. One such area of foment lies within the currently defined state of Myanmar, formerly known as Burma.
There are tribal groups along the periphery of that country that have never been actually administered by Burma, have sort of maintained their independence. And right now the Burmese government feeling powerful, and they're trying to go into these peripheral areas and disband ethnic militias. But those ethnic militias, many of them will resist, and they partly can resist because they get money from the drug trade. There's a group called the United Wa State Army, and their militia is estimated to have between 25,000 and 50,000 well-armed members.
There are also regions where a geographically defined state has simply ceased to exist. For an example of this, Lewis points to Central Africa.
Our maps will show Somalia as a country, but since 1991, there's been no central government. There's no state in Somalia. But the former British part of Somalia now styles itself the independent country of Somaliland. No other state recognizes it, but it's really the only part of Somalia that has a coherent government.
In other cases, Lewis adds, disputed territories are shown differently on the maps drawn by the parties to the dispute.
Maps produced in one place will have a very different look from maps produced in another area because of contested borders. So, for example, a map produced in India and a map produced in Pakistan, because they have this large area of Kashmir that they dispute, and the Indians will tend to show it all as Indian territory, and the Pakistanis will tend to show it all as Pakistani territory, and in actuality it's divided between them.
In contested regions especially, he adds, the way that borders are shown can also change markedly over time, as is the case with Israel.
The map of the 1948 UN partition plan, a map of the situation up to 1967, and so on. So really necessary to go through the historical sequence. And I also will show students maps drawn from an Israeli perspective, and I'll show maps from a Palestinian perspective to try to show how basic views of how this region is or should be put together vary so much.
In all of these countries, and many others like them, Lewis says, policymakers and others run the risk of being, as he puts it, misled by the map when cartography tries to look beyond the distinct physical features of a landscape to offer an incomplete or inaccurate picture of what is really happening on the ground. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.